You're listening to the Dr. Abrasive Show.
Yo, what up, people? This is your boy Tony coming to you again with another episode of the Dr. Abrasive Show. This is episode number 667, and this is probably the fifth time I've attempted to record, sat down to record, or actually recorded this episode. But hopefully this is the attempt that will get to your ears. Coming to you live from the Dr. Abrasive home here. It's a nice little evening. Man, it's October and I have on shorts. What the fuck is going on? Nigga, it is hot as fuck outside. I'm sweating my ass off. I have no idea. But I'm here. I'm recording the show. Y'all get to listen to my voice. You can check this podcast out. This audio diary on most podcast readers. You can find or leave comments or complaints, grievances, or carrier pigeons or whatever on most damn on most social media platforms. Just search Dr. Bracy. And if you want to leave an email, it's feedback@drbracy.com with the phone number being 662-855-1223. I know I do this every episode, but hey, man, if you did this three times in a row in a week and it all hadn't pushed out there, it kind of gets a little redundant. But nonetheless, I'm here to do this again. I think the only thing that's really irritating about this is every time I do the show, some of the segments, the damn news change. So like when I first recorded the damn show, the first time I got into it, Thursday night, it was like Thursday evening, Friday morning. And the only thing that had happened was Thursday night football and college football games. So I had a whole segment set aside, and I keep getting phone calls too randomly. I don't know. And I had a whole, you know, the whole sports segment. So I'm sitting around there ready to do all of the sports for the upcoming week. You know, save my picks for games are big, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, man, that didn't happen like that. So, didn't even get to that part. Just had to shut that shit the fuck down. And then we got to the part where, you know, I'm sitting here trying to get to the NFL games, and they're constantly starting and ending as I'm fucking recording. So, it's like, what's the point? You know what I'm saying? So the whole ranking segment from last week didn't even get discussed. And I got a whole brand new set of rankings to put out here and a page now. So I'll get to that. Let's see. I don't even remember what the big games were this week that were coming up. I'm trying to think who all had big games. Okay, let's keep going. Oh, I do remember now. I remember something about it. I'm just going to go down the list and pull them up so where they are. So that way I ain't got to hop on my screen. Because otherwise, something's going to happen. Not going to finish recording this junk. And then I'm going to be sitting there looking at myself like, what the fuck is going on? Ooh, game four is at night. Damn. I get that a bit too. All right, let's move into my rant. I have any little thoughts or anything I want to bring out here? No, I did, but I don't have them anymore. I don't even know what the fuck I was talking about. Just bumping on, bump my gums about. Let's get into it. This is the Dina Asher-Smith, the sprinter from Great Britain, does the 60, the 100, and 200. This is the Dina Asher-Smith sports segment. What's up, Dina?
All right, everyone, Halloween is this week, so make sure you have your costumes. I was going to go as a clown, but I couldn't find a Tyreek Stevenson jersey. Chicago, that was terrible.
Okay, it wasn't that bad.
It was that bad. Bears fans had to point out that the play was live.
All right, before we get started, a couple things happened this week. DeAndre Hopkins got traded to the Chiefs.
Tough season. I know how hard it is playing for a quarterback who throws so many interceptions.
Will Levis.
No, Pat Mahomes. Also, the Germany game is next weekend between the Giants and Panthers. We're also sending Machine Gun Kelly to perform the halftime show. This might be worse for Germany than the Treaty of Versailles. They gave us Oktoberfest. We're giving them Daniel Jones and MGK. This might be World War III. Vikings-Rams. Let's start with
that. That was the worst officiating I've ever experienced in my entire life.
First time.
He grabbed his face mask right in front of him.
We're going to go 95 yards down 8 with Sam Darnold, no left tackle, and no timeout. I cannot believe it. I haven't seen Vikings cry this much since they thought Hiccup died in How to Train Your Dragon.
Fire everybody.
You already did that.
We'll do it again.
Okay.
Look, Aaron said It was not his fault.
Did he tell you the earth was flat, too?
Aaron is in a darker place now, and he was in a cave for a week.
Okay, whose fault was it, then?
Our kicker.
If I wanted to watch someone miss field goals, I'd watch Russell Westbrook on the Nuggets. You know, Aaron did his own research, and according to him, we already won a Super Bowl.
I haven't seen someone want Wilson back this much since Tom Hanks and Castaway.
All right, moving on. Eagles, Bengals, get in here.
Cincinnati is now 0-4 at home.
Get Zach Taylor.
Scream.
Stop it. Stop that.
Zach, have you ever called a successful screen pass in your life?
Not one.
Okay, then why would you call one on 4th-and-1, 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage in your own territory?
Worth a shot.
You use more screens than Tyreek Hill trying to FaceTime all his kids.
Packers, Jags. Congratulations, Green Bay. You have the league leader in interceptions and Xavier McKinney. Jacksonville, their starting quarterback went down and you still lost. Do you have anything to say for yourself?
That punt was amazing.
You have to fire Doug Peterson. He has no idea what he's doing.
Yes, he does.
When did Jordan Love switch numbers?
You are more unbearable than the Peyton painting commercial.
So are you saying Peyton or Peyton?
I'm saying Peyton.
Peyton.
I think I can shed some light on this whole Peyton dilemma.
Oh, there's a D at the end.
Peyton.
Nope, there's no D.
Just like the Bucks.
Peyton.
There's two N's.
There's two N's.
That was the confusion.
Quick side note, the Ravens fan who assaulted those two Commanders fans is facing 55 years in prison. To put that into perspective, he'll be out just in time to see the next Dolphins playoff win. The Dwayne Wade statue is the second worst-looking thing in Miami this week.
But I didn't abandon the run.
Mike, why is Raheem Mostert getting more carries than Jalen Wright?
I got Tua to wear a Guardian cap.
All right, Detroit, Tennessee. Detroit had 52 points and 55 net passing yards. Tennessee, you are atrocious.
No one will be remembering these Titans.
Guys, can we wrap this up? I'm pretty tired.
I'm tired of you. You either throw 70-yard bombs or act like you've never seen a football before. Aaron Judge striking out in October is more consistent than you.
Guys, we scored more than 20 points.
Yes, in a stunning upset, Jameis Winston beat the Ravens. I would have your receivers teach your defense how to catch, but they can't either.
That 4th-and-1 was not on us, okay? Geno slipped. We weren't prepared for all the rain.
How do you not prepare for rain?
I'm prepared for rain.
Luke, you're in the desert.
Okay, Luke, you had an interception return to the 2-yard line. You then lined up in shotgun. Why did you run it 3 straight times?
Because I couldn't do it 4 straight times.
Get Forrest Gump out of here.
You know, I think we just have to look beyond the results.
Will you shut up?
All right, we have to do it. Let's now talk about the two best rookie quarterbacks, Jaden Daniels and Caleb.
Oh, this is the worst. You will never understand the pain. We just have the worst luck in
the
division.
You've got to be kidding me. Are you fake crying right now?
No.
Okay, so the official said there was no hold
on
the play.
That was so clearly a hold.
You know, statistically, Bo Nix has actually been the best rookie quarterback.
Will you just go eat an Uncrustable?
Also, I'd like to announce the Cowboys have officially been eliminated from the playoffs.
Our team has really matured these past couple weeks.
Talk about these nuts!
Lastly, Daniel Jones is now 1-15 in primetime games. Even Giselle's jiu-jitsu teacher scores more than the Giants.
Alright, let's get to this thing. So for last week we had some football that popped off in the NFL. Some big stories came out there. So before we get to the results, we saw that Stephon Diggs is going to be out for the Texans with an injury. It was ACL, MCL, one of those CLs. It was a ligament, a knee ligament. So he's done for the season, shut down, ready to go. That's two receivers down for the Texans because Nico Collins is out too. But getting into the results of this week, we had the Browns topping the Vikings, giving the Vikings a second loss in a row. But it looks promising for the Vikings coming out. It jumped out to a 14-7 lead at the end of the first quarter, so you thought that they might be able to hang on. But Browns kept consistently giving it to them, and they hung on to win. The Eagles, not so stunningly, put up a win over the Bengals. It was 37-17. Now we're talking about stunning. Stunning was these dang on Browns getting this win over the Ravens in Cleveland with Jameis at the helm. Jameis threw for 334 and 3 touchdowns to propel them to a win. We had the Lions just running up and down the field, continuing to be disrespectful to people. It's how they did to the Titans, you know. So Titans continue 1-6. Lions or have just vaulted into the first place in the division because, the Vikings took their second loss. You know, the Vikings had already lost to the Lions last week. We got the Cardinals taking on the Dolphins. The Cardinals winning. They got a win in Miami, bringing in the 4-4. We had the Jets falling to the Patriots. And let me tell you something, y'all. We talk about the Jets. Let's stop right here for a second.
This is how pathetic the Jets is. Do what you want, Aaron. Don't come to training camp. Don't come to practice.
Yeah.
Don't show up. Come 3 hours before the first game and get to know your teammates. Do whatever you want to do. Oh, you don't want to give this a hug, stiff arm him? You don't like him? We don't like him. You want Davante Adams? Go, sure. Go get Davante Adams. And none of it's working. Yeah, I've been in the dark before. I know what to do. You got to go make peace with it and all that. The Patriots beat you and y'all got the same record.
Killer, what does making peace with the dark mean? That's what I'm trying to figure out this morning.
He goes on a retreat every year where he makes peace in dark. This ayahuasca, I just think it's another form of smoking weed tree.
You know what we call it? Crack. I don't think he's playing like he's on coke neither, because he'd be hyper if he was playing like he was on coke.
Yeah, Cam, you notice, Cam? Mm-hmm. I let you be the expert on that. I don't know.
Yo, hold on, my earpiece fell out, man. Hold on. Oh, shit, nigga. Why should you stand up? Hold on, man. My whole earpiece just fell out, man.
The Jets are a hot fucking bag of garbage. Not talking about any of the players, whatever, but the way this team has been structured and what they have set up and how they want to accomplish their goals, it was a disaster from the beginning because they were set up around Aaron Rodgers, and just the fact of the matter is he ain't delivered. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else is catching these dang strays because he ain't delivering, but he's Aaron Rodgers. He gotta, at the end of the day, some point in time, we got to say, you got to go out and perform, dog. We structured the team around you, so you got to go out there and set us up to win. And if you're not doing it, then we can't keep getting rid of people. They got rid of coach. They don't want to have trades. They don't move coordinators around. You know, they done traded for different receivers. They did everything in the world they can get what they got to get to get what they got, where they want to go. I ain't going to say everything in the world, but they moved a lot of stuff around to get this man where he needs to be. And then, boom, just like that. And just like that, they sit here at 2-6 and they got beat by the Patriots, who were back on Jacoby Brissett after having Drake May come in and get some time. All right, we had the Falcons. Falcons are at 5-3, defeat the Buccaneers. Buccaneers have dropped 2 in a row. We had the Packers defeating the Jaguars in Jacksonville. So Jordan Love continues to press on. Then we had the Texans taking down the Colts 23-10. Texans beat the Colts 23-10. This is the game that we lost Stephon Diggs. They put up a 3-point win to top the division rival. Then we had the Chargers. Chargers looked very impressive against the Saints. The Saints got a safety early in the game, and they look really bad out there. But good for the Chargers, because for a team that's really not getting much talk, that was highly contested or highly touted, you know, just a few years ago, especially their quarterback, you know, they finally finding their way in the middle of the pack. And they got a win here, bringing them 4-3. The Bills hung on to beat the Seahawks to win 31-10. Topped Geno Smith and his boys out there. Geno was looking good for a while there. He was getting some help, but, you know, the Bills were just a little too much for him. The Panthers lost to the Broncos in Denver. Bo Nix is still, Bo Nix threw 2 touchdowns, and Chuba Hubbard got his 56 yards rushing for the Panthers. But at the end of the day, it really was just a lackluster performance by the Panthers to give them another L this season. We got the Chiefs going out there and owning the Raiders, continuously poured on to the Raiders again, giving another loss. Give him another L in Vegas, man. They gave him another L's in Vegas, and Patrick Mahomes still looking solid. Even out there, when he's injured, he's still putting it on him out there. The Bears got upclassed by the Commanders on a Hail Mary pass where they tipped the ball into the hand of a waiting receiver, and next thing you know, it's touchdown Commanders.
Right, and that's the problem, right? Because we're not world beaters. We haven't been lighting the league up. Ain't nobody made a play in Chicago since Chicago. And we still got guys doing crap like this. Davis, what are you doing? Son, it's the pros. If you want to get paid to show your ass, go audition for Baddies Midwest. It's the NFL. It's jobs on the line. Look, even the fans trying to point you in the right direction. Since your father never did, look at you.
Oh my God, I was talking to the fans. I thought this was WWE. Thought they was putting me over. Now I'm out of position like T.I.'s hat. I run over to the ball, piss down my leg, and hit it in the air like a Mile High Club member. And they catch it like HSV2. touchdown. Look at all the fans, all exhilarated. Take a look at Gregory. You already know who he's voting for.
And we lost the game. Lil Durk locked. And we can't afford crap like this. We need everybody doing their jobs. David, you're supposed to be boxing out this receiver in the end zone. You'll be here tipping the ball. If you want to tip, go to the strip club and tip your mama. It'd be the only money she make tonight.
Damn, now you got them down in Maryland all turned up. Hey, clapping and chopping and beating their feet, eating crab legs.
But yeah, the Bears were celebrating the win, but they snatched the victory out of the hand. They snatched the feet out of the hand of victory, so. Tipped that ball up in there, and next thing you know, it was a touchdown for the Commanders and a win. Jaden Dane survives again to bring his team to 6-2. Then we had the abysmal Cowboys and the abysmal 49ers on Sunday Night Football, where they were hyping up the legacy of these two programs. And listen, man, Cowboys, for the worst, they've been having a time because, yeah, man, they've been struggling. But 49ers have been, too. 49ers have been, too. They've been finding a way to lose games that they're supposed to win, and they're finding themselves at 4-4 with this win over the Cowboys. They almost squandered this game away. And coming out of the third quarter, they scored 21 points in the third quarter. So, at the end of the third quarter, this game was fucking 27 to 10. So, they were up by 17 motherfucking points going to the fourth quarter only to win by three. I mean, only to win by six. So, I'm saying, like, I don't understand this. They're playing like fucking Alabama, man. I don't understand teams that can get a lead and cannot keep a goddamn lead. You have, especially the 2, 3, 4 touchdowns. Like, it's really not saying that you gotta continuously pour the damn victory on them and just blow people out, but don't let your lead get eroded away. Like, come on, dog. Put some points on the board. Come down there, kick a field goal. Go down there, consume some clock. Consume the clock so that if the other team do have a damn bid to come back to win, they ain't got enough time. Motherfuckers can't do that. It's something to be said for a team that has a multiple possession leads that ends up winning the game with the ball in the other team's hand, and that other team just runs out of time. Something to be said for that, because that means I took all the time away from you. I took every opportunity you had to motherfucking to get this ball down the field. We took it away from you, so you don't have time. Oh man! And then on Monday Night Football, we had the Steelers overcoming the Giants. 26-18, this game was not anything that I was even checking out. It happened. I saw it happen, but did it really happen? Oh, man. That was the NFL. College football, we got the Dr. Bracey rankings here where I took 12 teams and I put them on this bracket. Not just any 12 teams, but 12 teams based on their performance and the performance of their peers. So at number 12 and 5, I got the matchup of Army versus Indiana with Boise waiting in the wings on the box.
For the 25, Genty hit, breaks that tackle, breaks another, and tumbles across the third. Genty bounces off a tackler. Genty still on his feet, and
that's a touchdown.
Down.
Go for it right here.
Genty, the Clydesdales are in. Is Genty in? No signal yet. No signal yet.
This is so close.
On fourth and goal, officials are there. Touchdown!
Ashton, how tough did they try to make it on you tonight?
Yeah, you know, first of all, I just got to thank God that I was able to finish that game. You know, got beat up a little bit, but, you know, 8-9 man boxes, but, you know, we found a way. It wasn't pretty, but we found a way to win.
9 and 8, I got Notre Dame and Penn State with Oregon waiting at the number one slot.
Okay, neutral site, MetLife Stadium. They're my super dog, and I got them outright. Give me Navy to beat Notre Dame today.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going the same. I'm going Navy. Navy to take Notre Dame. You know, we're going to get this rivalry back.
Yeah.
And these guys are going to make this spicy and get this thing back going. So, Navy over Notre Dame.
Not so fast.
I got 11-6. I got Clemson, Miami with Texas A&M, waiting at number 3 spot. And then at number 10-7, I have Washington and Indiana State. I mean, Iowa State, Indiana State. I have Washington and Iowa State with Boise waiting in the wings at number two. Feel pretty solid about this list. I don't really feel a lot of discussion come. I mean, I know a couple fan bases might have some grievances. I know a couple people who are football purists have some grievances. But it is what it is. Here's my thing. I'm thinking about this other day, man. Because the thing about the poll is number one. You got a preseason poll where they say that they're ranking teams based on potential. But you do know they're also ranking teams based on popularity at the same time. Like, because potential for it can be anything. You can be anywhere and be looking up at any given time. And at any given time, you can be looking down. So potential is like subjective. But the big thing is popularity. And then when you take a team that's very popular and you keep them ranked pretty decently in the polls, and then come time to do this stuff, we plug them in even though they don't even meet some of the criteria that I talk about on my site. I mean, on the site about why I rated teams like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, you take a team that's the fourth best team in their conference that maybe have one loss, and they lost to one of the top teams in their conference, and they're a popular school, like a Ohio State, for instance. You take them and you put them in this goddamn poll, you're basically saying we're putting them in because they're popular. And we consider them to be good, not because of both. I mean, that's fine and everything, but if we want to plug teams in because they're popular, then let's do that in the NFL. Or we put the Cowboys in the playoffs every year. And not any disrespect to the Cowboys, but we all know that when it comes to the Cowboys and big games, that it's a 50-50 split wherever you go when it comes to talking about this dang on football. Half of the people want to see them win, half of them want to see them go down in a blaze of defeat. And so it's just like, if we're going to do that, then that's what we're going to do. But we don't have to do that. Put the right teams on the field. So there you go. I don't see any real discussions with my list as far as who's on it. I know people may bicker about Army. They definitely bicker about Boys. And then the rest of them would kind of like shake out based on what they have. Let's see what big games we got this week. Ohio State, Penn State this week. My chart, that's the number 18, and a team that's on the outside looking in. We got Miami and Duke this week. Miami is sitting at number 6 on our chart, and Duke is pretty much eliminated right now at this point in time. Let's see here. Excuse me. A game that could help somebody out is Georgia versus Florida. So a win over Florida could possibly propel Georgia into the discussion, but right now they're still on the outside. Way on the outside looking in. Got Iowa State taking on Texas Tech. Let's see who else I got here. Indiana taking on Michigan State. Looked over that. Clemson taking on Louisville. That's 6-1 versus 5-3. With Clemson being the 6-1 team. Pitt and SMU. Neither one of those teams are on the list, but both of this game is going to determine something for this league, because Pitt is undefeated and SMU is sitting at 7-1, and I want to say they're also undefeated in their conference play. So that's going to be another game to catch up with and keep up with and watch to see how it turns out. In the NBA, we have a couple teams coming out to a natural start. One is the Oklahoma City Thunder. And right now, they are sitting at 3-0. They have not lost a game just yet, and they got some big time play out of some of their leaders. You got SGA averaging 28.7 a game, 6.3 assists, and you got Aaron Wiggins averaging 70% from the field, from the floor. Trying to power through, y'all. Trying to power through here. Now the Clippers, they off.
So the Clippers were tired of sharing a stadium with the Lakers and being their stepchild. So they built themselves a brand new $2 billion home called the Intuit Dome. And they created this section in the arena called The Wall, which is 51 rows of the most dedicated Clippers fans. Yes, they exist. You have to pass a Clippers test to even be able to get a seat in this section. There's a bunch of rules like no opposing team's gear, no cheering for opposing teams, or you get kicked out. There's choreographed cheers and chants. It's similar to like a student section at a college game. And the wall is right behind this basket that the opposing team is shooting at in the second half. So like the most important part of the game. The whole point is to distract the opposing team. And apparently it's working because Devin Booker and Kevin Durant both missed free throws and mentioned the wall.
To a decent start, they were one of the teams that I was looking at for being one that has lost a couple pieces and see how they're going to look. But they picked up in here. They're 2-1 right now, just hanging on by the skin of their teeth. You know, the beard is still doing his thing, dropping 25 a night and dropping 11 assists a night. But that's neither here nor there. That's basically what the beard does. All right, let's see what else I had here. I know I had some more teams on this motherfucker, but they just be moving shit around. Oops, there we go. New York Knicks. New York Knicks got Big Cat in their town, and they're sitting at 1-2. So right now, Big Cat hasn't proven to be that impactful on his court. He isn't even leading the team in any stats at this moment. Other than rebounds per game, he at 10.7. Let's just see what the record's going to be when the rest of the guys come back. Because right now, they're out of Embiid and one other person. I can't think of who it is. Not Embiid. Damn it. I'm thinking about the Sixers. No. The Knicks, they have everybody. I'm thinking about the Sixers. What the fuck am I doing? Oh, that was the next tab, but I closed it out by accident. We got the Golden State Warriors right now. They're sitting at 2-1 in their division with no Clay coming out of that room. So, don't know what that was. Let's see. Just say Golden State Warriors sitting at 2-1 with Wiggins and Curry leading team in points and assists. Yep, didn't say that. All right, what I got next? Man, I guess I'm about ready to wrap this thing the fuck on up because even though I had topics, this shit, it kind of gets a little redundant to talk about it all over again, but I guess I can't go down to do something I haven't discussed. And this is the Boosted Badass segment of ignorance. And
Lynch, and you... Don't strike this from the tape, Christian.
We ain't striking it.
Don't. I'm telling you, if you just lower like that to where it gives your ability to dunk. Bro, imagine you.
I'm not imagining.
Hold on, let me finish. Imagine you in the same little shirt you had on at the Wild and Out show dunking. You know how many t-shirts you're going to sell, because you tripping.
Oh, my God.
What? What? The same little shirt you had on.
Okay, all right, all right, all right. Dunking. All right, all right. Bro.
There's been a wave on the social media streets of people talking about making comments and remarks and their little feedback on Shaq's comments, behaviors, and actions on Angel Reese's podcast. And it's two parts for me. Number one, Shaq is wildly out of pocket saying some of the stuff that he's saying, and just he do this shit on a regular basis, wildly out of pocket. But you know what, in this country, people are wildly out of pocket and can become president, so it is what it is. I guess it don't matter, so whatever. But two, on the other, there's three parts actually, so two on the other front here from Angel Reese and her team, like, hey man, niggas like Shaq exist in this world. We have been, for the better part of damn near a decade and a half, been talking about people and their filters when it comes to how to act in the professional space. And there are some motherfuckers that are just going to continue to do what they want to do. And for us to say, hey, you need to act with a certain level of decorum from people that we're interacting with, when we've never had any other example of them acting with a state of decorum, it's kind of whack on our part. And I'm not even trying to sit here and just be like, well, Angel should know better. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying her and her team, they know what type of person Zach is. And at the end of the day, you know you're going there to try to get something out of the situation. And you got to tread lightly with somebody like this. So I'm not saying that you don't have to work with Shaq, but there's some stuff that you just got to kind of say, there's some things you just got to say no to. And I think we're in this environment where everybody feel like they got to say yes to everything. And they don't realize there's just some things you just need to distance yourself from. And a nigga like Shaq in that environment and having that type of discussion, yeah, man, you should have vetted that shit. Just nicks that shit in the butt. I don't know if that was something that he ambushed about as far as the way it came about. But still, though, just let it go. Just let that shit go. And in the future, you know, I guess you know to look like that. You come out here, you talk about how we come out here and talk about how these dudes be trying to come at you sideways, and young dudes be trying to come at you sideways, and how you're not going. Yeah, man. Old niggas like Shaq feel like they can do that because they Shaq. So just say no to them niggas. I'm just saying, just say no to them niggas. It's not gonna work. We good. It's good. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nobody should vilify you for that. It is what it is. And thirdly, it's to the people who are really out here feeling like there's something that needs to be done and trying to go at Shaq and then other brothers, whether they do the shit or not. Hey, man, y'all need to calm down because, you know, I was in my barbershop, man. We were talking about this old guy we used to work with, man, and he felt like, he's one of those dudes that feel like, man, if you show it, then, you know, you get a compliment. It's just a compliment. But we know that ain't the thing. We do know that. But the thing about it, there's a bunch of motherfuckers in this environment that feel that way. And we can't just make them all go away. We kind of have to coexist with these Negroes and just let it be. And then when you see it, man, you just call it up like, hey, man, that's fucked up. That's wild out of pocket, man. You need to calm yourself the fuck down. And we ain't got to sit there and try to make this a whole discussion about how we need to revamp everything. Shaq also, dog. This other thing, too. This is the Shaq thing and to people that are mad. To people that are mad. This is the reason why Kobe didn't want to fuck with Shaq. Because Shaq is wildly out there saying some crazy shit about the game, about WNBA, talking about lowering the goal so the women can dunk, blah, 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 blah. Listen, man. I don't know why y'all upset. Kobe told y'all. Man, Shaq don't give a fuck about basketball. Shaq was there for the money. That's it. That's it. He didn't give a fuck about coming in to work out. He didn't give a fuck about coming in trying to get himself in shape. He didn't give a fuck about none of that shit. Only thing Shaq cared about was making the money out of basketball that he made. He didn't care a damn about honing no craft, about no basketball. That's why he was able to continue to switch from team to team to team because nobody wanted to invest that time in there with him to let him help the team grow because for what? Shaq gonna do what Shaq gonna do. And, yeah. So, Shaq is a wild boy. Angel her team. Hey, sometimes it's good to say no to people. Take that out of the page. Take a portion out of the page of the Joe Budden cast. Well, he was saying she need to go sit down, so we'll take a little bit of that. And I'm not saying she got to go sit down, but it's time to say no to some stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's time to say, no, we ain't going to do that. And, well, no, we good. We good. We're not there yet. We're not there yet. That doesn't align with what we want to do. We in a season where niggas want to go out and do shit that really ain't in their wheelhouse, but then when shit goes sideways, they want to blame everybody else. But I'm just like, yeah, man, probably should have said no to that. Probably should have invited Shaq on to the cast. That's all I'm saying. Probably should have invited Shaq on to the cast. And you say, well, he invited himself. Probably shouldn't have hit the record button. Oh, and the last thing to people that are judges. Hey, man, in the age of everything that we're hearing about Puffy and what he did, hey, man, that's something to be said for a nigga being a dirtbag out in the open like Shaq is doing. Mm-hmm. There you go. That's all I got right there on that part. Let's see. What's this segment I call here? Oh, the O.J. Simpson dirtbag segment goes to Jay Cutler getting arrested on a DUI charges with a possession of a handgun while he was intoxicated. Mm-mm-mm. Jay. He probably looked exactly like he did when he played, too. Yeah, when they pulled him over. Oh, wait a minute. Look at this fight. Look at this. How old is this lady? How old is Jay? Jay is 41. Yeah, 41-year-old Jay Cutler. Where I get this lady from? 41-year-old Jay Cutler out there, wilding out in these streets. And then in my last segment, it's live in the comments. Last week on the, about 4 days ago, Glorilla posted a picture of what looks like her and Da Vinci and her having a baby bump, and he, you know, he out there hugging it, and everybody is about to lose their shit because everybody want to have these songs, want to enjoy these songs where their favorite artists talk shit about the opposite sex, and they be thinking about they think they favorite singers living that lifestyle, you know, so... So Glorilla come out there and says she ain't got no nigga and ain't no nigga got her. Then she definitely can't be out here coming up pregnant. Yes, she can. Yes, she can. Because she just singing a song, dog. She just singing a song. And some of y'all niggas just be buying in that shit hook, like I'm saying. This is a thing too, man. People buy into goddamn entertainers' lives so much. And especially musicians and be like, oh, that's not the same as, you know... They're not living what they're talking about all the time. Just wow, you know, just wow. Just like, since y'all able to do that, y'all should be able to watch wrestling, right? Same thing. Let's see some comments. Somebody put ain't no damn way. Let's see. This is y'all chill. Glow is Terry's new baby mama on BML. That's what they said. Lala was way too old to play pregnant. Oh, really? She got a sneaky part on BML. Somebody said I was at the crib punching the wall hard as fuck. Someone said glow girl, don't piss me off. Let's see. I see he ain't showing that I don't even know what that's supposed to mean. What the fuck is this by somebody? That's Spencer James' half brother, ain't it? That's pretty good. I like that one. What, Terry? I did not see that coming. But you know, Wanda ain't going. That's a BMF fan right there. Somebody said, never listen to your music again. Wow. Let's see. She been telling us to keep the baby all summer. Now she having Spencer's half baby, Spencer's half brother's baby. Wow, Glow. Big Glow said, and even though he be hard, even though he hate me, Lord, watch over my baby father. Yeah, I stuck that up. Who did that? Somebody put the R after the U in congratulations. I'm not even gonna try to pronounce that. That's wild, fucked up. Let's see. Anything else? Somebody asked where we know him from. They said you ain't got no nigga. Ain't no nigga got you. She's a guest star. The next is All American. Let me relax. But it's live in the comments, man. When niggas go in and say some wild shit because they are about to kirk out and lose their motherfucking mind. What else I got? I know I got something else. I can't be 100% finished. What am I? This thing got open for me. I'll write it in. Okay, I can do it for you. You got open now. I got a phone in my hand. We get to the small talk and then I get up out of here. That is going to be Taste Black. I had a whole meltdown just then. Didn't even know what the fuck I was gonna go with. Then it's gonna be a quick episode. It's gonna be less than 30 minutes. But oh well. I mean, I did this motherfucker so many times, man. I'm tired. I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to keep recycling this content. But I ain't got nothing new because, like I said, I just did it. Let's see here. All right, number 11 is Big Spur. You like that, don't you? Big Spur is number 10. Anal is number 9. The BJ's coming in at number 7. Number 6 is Let's Be Honest. Number 5 is made it to house. Five, I guess that is. One, two, three, four, five, four. I don't know. Next is public. Damn, I lost count real quick. Next is public. Threesomes coming in on this number four. Number three is BBW. Mark Robinson Porn coming in number two. And King Jern's favorite, Big Ass, is number one. Yeah, yeah. This show art. This, I mean, this little, what's the name, is crazy for this threesomes. I might have to earmark that for later. So what you gotta say? Yeah. So yeah, y'all. I did the show really quickly. Like I said, I've done this show several times. But I guess I have to put some clips and stuff up in here. Kind of will work it out for that. But till next time, y'all. This has been the Dr. Brazier Show. I appreciate y'all for listening. Make sure you go hit me up on all those different channels of how I told you. You can follow the show. Leave comment. And just touch base with everything that we got going on. Make sure you go hit all of those little those touch points there. And I appreciate y'all for coming through. I do hope y'all enjoyed the show. And look forward to everything that's coming down the pipe coming out of the pipe soon. Damn it, I'm just losing my shit right now, because I'm telling you, I had everything y'all written down. I'm just, all this right now, I'm pulling from, you know, I'm winging. I've been winging for the last maybe 15 minutes. All right, I'm out of this thing, man, y'all. Till next time, peace.
This is my fucking Dr. Abrasive presentation.